Eagle 98.1 is the rock station, and it is that time of day, our favorite time of day, Matt's Moment. So Matt Moscona getting a moment on a radio station that's won more awards than you have.
Hey-o!
I loved your blog post, by the way. Did you work a lot this weekend?
I did.
Or your podcast, rather, I should say, because you talked about, a lot of people don't consider when you have crazy weeks like what happened last week with LSU, how many people that affects.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, right down to the producers, to the media guys, to the print guys. I mean, everybody must have been working their butts off on Memorial Day weekend.
Even think about all the writers who left for Hoover to go cover that SEC tournament, not knowing how long they're going to be there. You leave on a Monday for a tournament that starts on Tuesday, and you end up staying through Sunday.
Wow. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
That's another one.
It is crazy how it goes. But it's a blessing, though. Michelle, like, we get to sit on our butt and talk about sports.
I know. I say the same thing, too. But another reason why I liked what you said so much about it paying off. I like working on the weekends, too, and holidays, but that's because nobody bothers me.
That's very true. By the way, I'll plug my podcast.
However
you listen to podcasts, go search Daily Scone, and you'll see it right there. It's literally anywhere you listen to podcasts, you'll find it. So, speaking of
which, what you got today?
LSU baseball, they're hitting the road to Corvallis. Yesterday, the regional fields were announced. By now, I know most people know that. We work on Memorial Day, though, because it's such a big day with the field announced. This kind of sucks for LSU. It's the farthest trip they'll ever have to make in baseball, more than 2,000 miles up to the Pacific Northwest. So, it's a brutal draw. Oregon State is a great baseball team. They're the number 3 national seed. They're also sending Northwestern State from Natchitoches.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So,
I saw that.
LSU's going to play San Diego State on Friday. The big question is, who's Paul Maneri going to start? He said on radio this morning that he will not start Mikhail Hilliard. Sometimes, Michelle, in regionals, coaches will pitch backwards because the second game is typically the biggest. When you get in the winner's bracket, that's when the two best teams play, and that's typically when you see guys throw their aces. But Mikhail Hilliard's having a little arm soreness. They're not going to pitch him until at least game 3. So the question from Maneri is it going to be Nick Bush or Zach Hess on Friday against San Diego State? I'd kind of like to see him throw Nick Bush on Friday. So then Saturday, provided LSU wins, you'd have LSU Oregon State, Zach Hess against Luke Heimlich, who is a lefty and all-everything prospect from Oregon State, who's had some off-the-field issues, but most people can Google that if you want to find it. But that would be a fantastic college baseball game if we were treated to that on Saturday. The only thing that sucks, Michelle, speaking of working late,
what's that?
It'll be a 9:30 first pitch Central Time Saturday night.
Oh, my gosh.
Enjoy to whoever gets the board op that game.
But I predict that we will hear zero complaints because we do have, after all, the coolest jobs ever. Matt's Moment now going to be posted daily online at eagle981.com and click on Michelle Southern under lineup. And of course, you can catch all the LSU baseball action right here on the flagship for the Tigers. Eagle 98.1, the rock station.